Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL's top story, and it is breaking news on KSL News Radio. Police are responding to a scene in Bluffdale. The department confirmed they received a call of a shooting and a medical emergency. We are following that story. We will have live updates at the bottom of the hour. KSL News Time is 12:01, and it's KSL Sports. Smith Entertainment Group, led by the Utah Jazz owner Ryan Smith, has formally asked the NHL to give Utah an expansion hockey team. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
Ryan Smith has been chatting with NHL officials about bringing an expansion team here since 2022, mostly behind the scenes, but now he's put it out there publicly that he wants the NHL to make it a reality. Alejandro Mendez says he thinks it's a great idea, and he's never even been to a hockey game before.
Having another team will be a very, very special, moment, especially for Utah, and I will be interested going one of their games.
Now, when or even if Utah gets a team is still up in the air. The decision and timing comes solely down to the NHL's Board of Governors, though the league did say in a statement that they've been impressed with what they've seen so far and, quote, look forward to continuing discussions. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has come in second to former President Trump in two primaries, but she says her campaign has momentum and she's not dropping out.
Nikki Haley already shifting her focus to South Carolina, her home state, but she may not get the warm welcome she needs politically. Donald Trump, now with two wins in New Hampshire and Iowa, leads in the polls in the Palmetto State. Haley, once again, working to expand her popularity with moderates and independents where she did well. Mark Harris, lead strategist for Haley's super PAC organization, SFA Fund, says Haley's the underdog and in it for the long haul in Manchester, New Hampshire. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
South Carolina won't be an easy win for Haley. ABC's Mary Alice Parks is in Charleston with more.
Right now in the polling, it is tough for her, but she was here for as a two-term governor and a popular one. She's flying back here tonight, holding a big rally. Her team already up with ads. Look, those state officials I've talked to say this is going to be an uphill climb, that Trump is the one with fierce, fierce loyalty. It's not really necessarily that people don't like her, but that they sense people love Donald Trump here.
Former President Trump is already looking to the next few states, shifting focus to Nevada. 538 podcast host and ABC News contributor Galen Druk says the Nevada caucus won't matter much in the bigger picture.
When it comes to Nevada, Nikki Haley is competing in the primary that awards no delegates, and Donald Trump is the only person competing in the caucus, which awards all of the delegates. Now, people can make accusations about why it ended up this way. There's perhaps a chance that Nikki Haley didn't see herself performing well in that caucus, so said, I'd rather try to get a moral victory in a primary, but we're now at a point where I don't think anyone's going to be paying much attention at all to Nevada.
The Nevada caucus is on February 8th. Other national stories we are following. Two major automakers are recalling over 2 million vehicles.
Nearly 1.9 million Ford Explorers from the 2011 through 2019 model years could have trim fly off on the road. Kia has issued a similar recall for over 101,000 cars. Their 2023 and 24 Sportages and Carnivals from 2022 through 24. They have roof molding that can detach while driving. Owners of all the affected Kias and Fords will be notified beginning in March and told how they can have their cars inspected and repaired. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun is on Capitol Hill today answering questions from lawmakers about recent structural and mechanical issues with his company's planes. Alaska United Airlines said it found loose bolts on its fleet. ABC's Sam Sweeney says it could all lead to a crisis for Boeing.
Alaska and United, they are big customers of Boeing, and their businesses rely on these airplanes. So when there's an issue like this and they lose all of this capacity, they have to ground all these planes, cancel their flights, their customers become angry. You have to wonder, if you're in a leadership position, do you continue to stick with Boeing, or do you say, hey, maybe it's time we look at Airbus or another manufacturer?
Meantime, ABC Stephanie Ramos has details of the most recent issue with a Boeing plane.
A Delta flight that was taxiing for takeoff from Atlanta, bound for Columbia, getting this alarming message from a plane nearby.
One of your nose tires just came off. It just rolled off the runway.
The nose wheel falling off of the Boeing 757 and then rolling down an embankment at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. Delta says passengers on Flight 982 were removed from the aircraft and transferred to the gate.
The FAA has also asked airlines to inspect another version of the planes because they have similar door plugs and structures. First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. We have a pretty good drive in progress on the Valley freeways. One accident to tell you about. It's in Davis County, northbound Highway 89 at the Park Lane off-ramp in Farmington. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Spend your workday with a talk show that makes you feel better about the news.
Dave and Dijanovic.
They have a good dynamic between the two of them.
Sometimes I'll take Dave's side and sometimes I'll take Debbie's side.
They're great.
Dave and Debbie, live from 9 to noon or podcast the show on the app for KSL News Radio.
For over 100 years and four generations, my family has provided quality installations from the most well-known brands in the heating and air conditioning industry. Hello, I'm Brian Jackson with Manuel Plumbing and Heating. This winter, Lennox is offering up to $1,500 in rebates for the purchase of a qualifying high-efficiency furnace and AC system. Let one of our knowledgeable sales staff provide a free in-home consultation on what Manuel and Lennox can do for you and your home. Now, this offer is only available till February 2nd, so mention this ad and receive an additional $250 off your system. Call Manuel Plumbing and Heating, 801-262-4000.
Experience the fast action fun and thrilling competition of ISU World Cup speed skating at the Utah Olympic Oval, January 26th through 28th. Cheer on Team USA's Olympians, including Beijing 2022 gold medalist Aaron Jackson, as they race against the world's top speed skating athletes from China, Canada, the Netherlands, Japan, and more on the fastest ice on earth. Tickets for ISU World Cup speed skating are available now at Utah Olympic Legacy.
As the new year begins, you and your credit card might be ready for a quiet break. Experience the relief of a low rate with the Mountain America credit card. With a 3% cash bonus on balance transfers, it's more relaxing than ever. Open a Mountain America credit card today for your limited time bonus. Details at macu.com/transfer. Loans and approved credit. Membership required based on eligibility. Offer can change or be withdrawn at any time. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
Thank you for joining me for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top story. Utah could be getting an NHL hockey team in the future. Jazz owner Ryan Smith has officially asked the league for one. KSL News Time 12:08. The American Lung Association says Utah needs to make a few changes to prevent smoking-related deaths. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has more.
They want to see more taxes get placed on tobacco products here in Utah. The association hands out grades based on smoking prevention, and we got an F for state tobacco taxes and another one for not ending the sale of all flavored tobacco products. According to the American Lung Association in Utah, 1,340 Utahns die from tobacco products every year, with healthcare costs in the state clocking in at over $540 million. Since then, the new tax is at $1 per pack, with parity across all tobacco products. Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
The nicotine content in e-cigarettes or vapes could be limited under a new bill being proposed. It would limit the nicotine content to 24 milligrams per milliliter. That's an average amount when comparing most vapes, but it would prohibit the sale of the extra strong vapes that have up to 50 milligrams per millimeter. Teen marijuana use is on the rise, so Utah PTA leaders, healthcare professionals in the state of Utah are urging parents to talk to their teens about the risks. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson reports.
Prevention coordinator for Northeastern Counseling Center, Catherine Hirado, says data shows that teens actually do listen to their parents, and the time is now to talk to them about the dangers of marijuana use. The goal of all these organizations is to get the numbers down. There has been a steady increase for several years in a row.
For more information on how to talk to your teen, visit graymattersutah.org. Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson delivered her State of the County address. She celebrated the approval of free rec passes for the county's youth.
Our kids will be able to exercise their bodies, their minds. They'll meet new friends in real life and not through the world of their screens.
Now the free recreation will begin in the summer. KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky Meese, what's happening on the roads?
A good drive on the Valley freeways. No delays. We do have an accident in Farmington. This is northbound Highway 89. Park Lane at the off-ramp, you'll see all the vehicles over to the right shoulder. It's just something to watch for. And if you're going to be exiting from I-80 at State Street in Salt Lake County, be aware there is a right lane closed to traffic. Advanced Window Products, $2,500 off 10 windows or more. AdvancedWindows.com, affordable windows guaranteed. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Early morning rain showers give way to mostly cloudy skies this afternoon. Temperatures in the mid-40s. Overnight, we'll drop off to 32 with rain, snow, showers. Into tomorrow, 41 the high, more rain and snow showers. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
So nice to feel the sunshine. Sunny 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's Noon News, we'll hear what's next for the Republican presidential candidates after the New Hampshire caucus. That's coming up, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I posed for so many pictures during the holiday season in front of the Christmas tree with the kids at family parties. And you know what was the greatest thing about this year's Christmas pictures? For the first time, I didn't have to do the, you know, hold the belly in. Because I've lost almost 60 pounds with Sota Weight Loss. That's SOTA, stands for state of the art. Yeah, for years and years, it was, okay, take the picture so I can let my breath out. But this year, I didn't have to do that, and it was such a great feeling. And I want you to enjoy that exact same feeling that I have. And so let me tell you how you can do it for free. You could win a full year of Sota's amazing program and a $2,000 wardrobe makeover in Sota's Shape Up Showdown. To enter, all you got to do is email shapeup@sotaweightloss.com. That's shapeup@sotaweightloss.com. It's as simple as that. So get on the road to success in 2024 with Sota Weight Loss. Sota Weight Loss is, say it with me,
state of the art.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Any Hour Services can help you make sure your furnace keeps you warm this winter. Whether you need a tune-up, a repair, or a second opinion about replacing it, call Any Hour Services or visit AnyHourServices.com.
Boyd Matheson on the pitfalls of politics.
Sadly, both political parties are more interested in scoring political points than they are solving the American people's problems. They're playing a zero-sum game, and it's not zero-sum. It's everybody coming together. We have to come together. Compromise has integrity. That's a big part of what's going wrong in our nation's capital and in many conversations around the country.
Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson, 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah Jazz owner Ryan Smith has formally asked the NHL to bring an expansion team to Utah. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, police are responding to a reported shooting in Bluffdale. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
We have good speeds up and down the I-15 corridor between Ogden and Provo. If you're exiting off of I-80 in Salt Lake City, be aware the State Street exit ramp has a lane closure in progress. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Another afternoon of clouds and mild temperatures, then rain and snow. I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny, 45 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Republican Nikki Haley marching on, vowing to continue her campaign for the Republican presidential nomination despite losing the New Hampshire primary last night to frontrunner Donald Trump. ABC's Mary Alice Parks is in South Carolina, Haley's home state.
Right now in the polling, it is tough for her, but she was here for as a two-term governor and a popular one. She's flying back here tonight, holding a big rally, her team already up with ads. Look, the state officials I've talked to say this is going to be an uphill climb, that Trump is the one with fierce, fierce loyalty. It's not really necessarily that people don't like her, but that they sense people love Donald Trump here.
South Carolina's primary is next month. Ahead of that is the Nevada caucuses, where Haley isn't even on the ballot. Houthi rebels in Yemen firing three missiles at two U.S.-flagged ships in the Red Sea. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says one missile missed and the other two were intercepted by the U.S. Navy.
Obviously, underscores that the Houthis still intend to conduct these attacks, which means we're obviously still going to have to do what we have to do to protect that shipping.
No injuries or damage reported. Boeing's CEO updating lawmakers on Capitol Hill about the latest safety concerns surrounding his company's Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets.
Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun is meeting with Senators Ted Cruz, Mark Warner, and among others, after the FAA grounded most of Boeing's MAX 9 jets for checks, after a plug replacing an unused exit door tore off an Alaska Airlines jet earlier this month, forcing an emergency landing. Boeing says it will hold a quality stand down this week where employees will attend quality workshops. Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
Russia blaming Ukraine for the downing of a Russian military transport plane near the Ukrainian border that Moscow says was carrying dozens of Ukrainian prisoners of war. Russia has provided no evidence of Ukraine firing at the plane. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Former President Trump took the New Hampshire primary, but the race to the White House is far from over. Host of Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson, told David Dujanovic what they can expect in the coming weeks.
You're going to hear a lot of y'all coming as she amps it up and gets back home to South Carolina. So I think you'll see her southern drawl extended just a little bit in some of those conversations and town halls they'll have across the state of South Carolina. One of the interesting things to me, going back to Nikki Haley's point that this is just the beginning, she is correct. And so it's very important. There are a whole lot of folks on both the Biden and the Trump campaign who do want this to be a coronation. It's in their best interest. Joe Biden's best path to a second term is through Donald Trump. Donald Trump's path has to be through Joe Biden. So they want it to be a coronation. They want to just go after each other and have that fight. But here's what we have to remember. This is the reality. The race is to 1,215. That's how many delegates you have to be the Republican nominee. 1,215. The score after New Hampshire is Donald Trump 32, Nikki Haley 17.
The South Carolina caucus takes place on February 24th. Breaking news on KSL News Radio. A person is dead after an officer-involved shooting in Bluffdale. Bluffdale Police Department confirmed it started as a medical emergency call that escalated to an officer shooting someone at the scene. Now, we are following the story. We'll give you updates once they are available. We also have a reporter at the scene. KSL News Time, 12:19. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's going on, Ricky?
Well, for those who are driving the valley freeways during this noontime hour, you're in good shape. No accidents, no delays, including I-15 both directions between Willard Bay all the way down to Nephi. Higher elevations, no problems in the canyons of Parleys, Big and Little Cottonwood. Main secondaries also in good shape for the most part. We do have this accident in Davis County, and more emergency crews have arrived at the scene. So it is now partially blocking a far right lane of traffic northbound Highway 89 at Park Lane by the off-ramp. Cypress checking account members enjoy discounted rates on auto and RV loans, free access to their credit scores and reports, and a suite of other products and perks. Learn more at cypresscu.com. Cypress Credit Union, your future is our future. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast. We've got a high of 45 degrees above normal yet again. Mostly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, rain, snow, showers, especially in the morning, and that could impact your commute. High of 41 Thursday afternoon. Partly cloudy skies on your Friday, 40 degrees. We go mostly cloudy, 43 on Saturday. Working into Sunday, 45, partly cloudy, high pressure building. Into Monday and Tuesday, highs in the upper 40s, partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Nice sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City, 45 degrees. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. Seeing a lot of green numbers today. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
Experience classical hits through a new lens. The Utah Symphony presents Masterworks Magnified, themed and fun-filled concert events that take you beyond the music. Are you a book lover? February 2nd and 3rd, discover the world of music inspired by literature. Then on April 26th and 27th, explore the powerful connection between music and motion. Bring a date or a few friends for a night out at downtown Salt Lake City's Abravanel Hall. Before the concert, grab drinks and specialty concessions and explore themed activities. Then settle into your seat. A host will guide you through the music and captivating visuals will be projected as the orchestra plays. Masterworks Magnified is the perfect first symphony concert or a chance to experience classical music in a new way. Tickets start at $21 at utahsymphony.org/magnified.
Experience classical music through a new lens with Utah Symphony's Masterworks Magnified performances. Learn more at utahsymphony.org.
Have you heard about the huge clearance sale at Dave's Bernina in St. George and Provo? It's time to buy a better machine and get a Bernina. Up to 48 months, no interest on certain models.
Huge January savings on Bernina's special edition 770 QE and 570 QE CAFE machines that include a free embroidery module and free gifts.
Purchase the L890 serger and receive a free Bernina studio cabinet, a $3,250 value. How about $2,400 worth of free gifts when you buy a Bernina B790 Pro model?
A limited supply. These machines won't last.
Dave's Bernina has incredible deals on school machine buybacks during the sale.
Starting at $499, plus super deals on floor models and trade-ins.
From everyday sewing tasks to artistic designs, count on Dave's Bernina. In business since 1960, 691 East St. George Boulevard and 2017 North 550 West in Provo.
This song doesn't have a name, but if it did, it'd probably be something about togetherness, because it's a collaboration, not between pop stars and producers, but between music therapists and kids. Music therapy is a treatment that doesn't involve medication or needles, and it's been proven to help children manage pain and contribute to faster healing. So it shouldn't surprise you, it's our favorite song. And just one way we partner with you for a life well lived. Intermountain Health, the power of we.
Okay, that's good. Whoa, Dave!
Sorry, I'll go grab some paper towels.
You can't let Dave pour things. He works at JCW's. They fill stuff up past the brim over there, like their milkshakes. They're thick, rich, and oh my gosh.
Delicious?
Oh no. Dave's filling up Crystal's car for her.
Dave, stop!
Hey, this is Clark for JCW. Stop into any of our 5 locations today. We're located in American Fork, Thanksgiving Point, Provo, South Jordan, and our new location in Harriman. Come in and see why at JCW's we believe in quality and a lot of it.
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
KSL News Time 1224. 40 years ago today, the technology industry changed forever.
The first ad ran during Super Bowl 18, an appropriate homage to George Orwell's dystopian novel 1984.
On January 24th, Apple Computer will introduce Macintosh.
Even the commercial was considered groundbreaking, but exactly four decades later, the point-and-click icons of the Apple Macintosh are found on your own computer. The $2,500 that bought a Macintosh in 1984 will buy a MacBook Pro M3 today with infinitely more memory. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 1225, watching Utah's Money. What started as a small local construction company is now a multi-billion dollar firm. Layton Construction was launched more than 70 years ago and is now currently working on 230 projects. Some of their work includes Huntsman Cancer Institute, Rice-Eccles Stadium, Smith's Ballpark, and Hale Center Theater. Dolly Parton's collaboration with banking company Duncan Hines is expanding. It will include frozen, refrigerated, grocery, and snack items inspired by her Southern background. They're expected to hit the shelves later this year. KSL Drive's Kia is recalling over 100,000 vehicles for a roof issue. The molding may become loose or detach while driving. Company says if it does detach, it can cause a major road hazard for other cars. And your money at this moment. Quick check of Wall Street. The Dow is now down by about 23 points. It sits at 37,883. S&P 500, it's up by 15. The NASDAQ, it's up by 89 points. Utahns love their dogs, but there's one more popular than the rest.
The most popular dog breed in Utah is the Golden Doodle. That's according to a new analysis by U.S. News and World Report. The Poodle and Golden Retriever mix is the sixth most popular dog nationally and among the top five in 27 states. The rest of the top five include the Chihuahua, Shih Tzu, Golden Retriever, and French Bulldog. Daily Pause says Golden Doodles are active, playful, and highly affectionate. The most popular dog names in Utah are Bella, Luna, Daisy, Max, and Bear. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
The Cougars tear into their first Big 12 conference games.
And Spencer finds him for the hammer.
Saturday at 11, it's BYU, Texas.
BYU,
Texas. Pre-game coverage Saturday at 11 on Utah's legacy home for the Big 12 and the BYU Cougars. KSL News Radio.
With interest rates coming back down, I bet the real estate market will pick back up in 2024. We're already seeing that, Tim.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really matter how the market is doing when you have the right team. So if you're looking to sell your house, now you want to downsize or you need more space, you need the Stern team.
The Stern team has taught us, you know, I can think of a handful of things that I would worry about if I was buying or selling, but there are 100 details that are involved in selling a home, and they have lots of people that are handling every detail so nothing falls through the cracks.
And they have so many different options. I mean, I worked with Cammie there at the Stern team, and she was awesome. But if you need an instant cash offer, you can do that. If you need to buy before you sell, you can do that. They have flexible fees.
They also have people that they represent that are looking to buy a home, so maybe they can make that perfect connection within the Stern team.
So don't put off selling your house or buying a house because you think the market isn't just right. The market is right with the Stern team.
Go online to sternteam.com or just Google the Stern team.
Dave and Debbie.
I want our listeners to feel like they have an advocate, that they have somebody that's going to fight for them, challenge the status quo or the pithy soundbite. We have a unique job where we have access to interviews and people that not everyone has. We take that seriously. So if we do feel like we're getting a spin, then we can challenge it. I love it when people tell me, I was just thinking about that question that you asked. I'm glad you asked that question. That's like the height of compliment.
I want our listeners to feel empowered to use the information that they've learned on the Dave and Dejanovic Show to help their families, to help make good decisions, help investigate other avenues to maybe protect their family's safety or protect their family's money. I'm hopeful our show leaves our listeners with a sense of empowerment so they can make the best decision possible for themselves and for their families.
Listen for Dave and Dejanovic 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 1229, traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky, any trouble spots?
Valley Freeway traffic rolling along and looking good. No real issues there that's going to slow you down. Now, in Tooele County, we have a new crash. This is northbound on Main Street, SR36 at Erta Way. It's being moved out of traffic to the shoulder. And we still have the cleanup of the Farmington accident. This is northbound Highway 89 at Park Lane. It's by the ramp over to the right shoulder. Common Spirit hospitals, clinics, and caregivers, all connected to advanced health care in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Healthcare with human kindness is here. Hello, human kindness. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Courtesy of some AM showers, we'll keep some mostly cloudy skies this afternoon with some highs in the mid-40s. Overnight, temperatures drop off to around 32 degrees with rain, snow, showers increasing. Tomorrow, 41 the high with rain, snow, showers. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, sunny 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time 1230, KSL's top story this hour. It is developing news. Police confirm a person is dead after an officer-involved shooting in Bluffdale. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell is on his way to the scene. And Hugo, what do we know so far?
Maria, I've just pulled over, and what I can confirm is police arrived at the property near the vicinity of South Castle Valley Drive in Bluffdale at around 8:30 in the morning for a medical call, but it quickly escalated to an officer-involved critical incident. A person was shot and killed here. One thing I will say is there are limited details at this time. When we hear more, I will update you as soon as possible. But I will also say I have been to this part of town before, and it seems like your everyday quiet Bluffdale neighborhood. So I can imagine this must be causing quite the stir for the community. Reporting live from Bluffdale, Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
A man in the Weber County Jail died after he booked into the facility earlier this week. Weber County Sheriff's Office says they experienced a medical emergency and they performed life-saving measures on the way to the hospital where the person was pronounced dead. Now, the cause of death is under investigation. A jury in Salt Lake City has found Richard Christopher guilty on two counts of murder and not guilty on a third count. Christopher was accused of killing Danny Gallegos, Levi Collins, and Brandon Emerson more than 9 years ago. The court did not find Christopher guilty of the Gallegos murder. He was also accused of disposing of the bodies at the crematorium for animals in Utah County. Now, the jury found him guilty on one count of obstruction of justice and three counts of abuse or desecration of a human body. Book banning could be getting easier with this bill. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
The bill would streamline and speed up the book removal process. It clarifies guidelines established last year and creates new mechanisms to deal with materials some parents and teachers find inappropriate. The bill would create a review committee to determine if a book is inappropriate, and if two school districts and five charter schools find the book indecent or pornographic, it would have to be removed from every school in the state. Critics are saying it's not fair for all schools. They have different cultures and populations, and indecent can mean different things for different people. The bill passed the House Education Committee and is now on the way to the full House for a vote. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. The United Nations Relief and Works Agency is reporting mass casualties at one of Gaza's training centers near Khan Yunis. It's currently sheltering tens of thousands of displaced people after two tank rounds hit one of the center's buildings. National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications John Kirby pushed back against concerns that Israel is ramping up their military presence in Gaza.
Low-intensity operations doesn't mean no intensity operations. And even in a low intensity environment, again, I won't speak for them, but from our own experience, even in low intensity operations, you're still going to be in combat.
Kirby also addressed the issues in the Red Sea, confirming Houthi rebels fired at least three anti-ship missiles towards a U.S.-owned and operated merchant ship. The missiles were successfully neutralized by U.S. Navy ships in the region.
There were three Houthi missiles fired at two merchant vessels. And in the southern Red Sea, one missile missed by something like 200 kilometers. The other two were shot down by a U.S. Navy destroyer.
He added that the Houthis will most likely continue these attacks and they'll do everything they can to protect American ships. ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz talked to Iran's foreign minister, who said that the U.S. support of Israel is fueling tensions.
Is there a red line for Iran where you would enter a war with the U.S.? The minister saying the danger of a wider war has increased and that the threat will persist as long as the U.S. stands behind Israel.
Other national stories KSL is following. The Affordable Care Act hit a major milestone.
President Biden announced Wednesday a record-breaking 21.3 million people signed up for health care coverage through the Affordable Care Act. The White House says since the president took office, 9 million more people have coverage through healthcare.gov. And through the American Rescue Plan and the Inflation Reduction Act, health care premiums for millions of Americans with Obamacare coverage are lower by an average of $800 annually through next year. Former President Trump on the campaign trail continues to promise to get rid of the Affordable Care Act, calling it a, quote, catastrophe. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
First look traffic, here's Ricky Meese.
You're good to go on any of the Valley freeways if that's where your noon hour takes you. But right now, we do have crews still tending to this crash in Farmington, northbound Highway 89 at Park Lane. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
A legacy of news and information going back generations.
I'll have the radio on. I learned that from my mom. She's listened to KSL her whole life, and I grew up listening to KSL radio, too.
I really enjoyed listening in the morning.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
You're free now. Free to kick back, relax, and stream beyond your wildest dreams.
Rom-coms, slasher comps, space operas, space westerns, cupcake bake-offs on Mars.
Free to fill your feed with impossibly chonky chonkers who chonk harder than you ever thought possible.
Cats, corgis, babies, baby penguins, baby pandas, chunky baby pandas.
Free to make your smart devices do silly things.
Bowl of chips on the robo vacuum.
And master devices that have no business being smart.
Smart forks, smart toothbrushes, smart tortilla makers.
Free to open a world of remote work and a portal into Gametopia.
Who's the boss now?
Free to be everything you imagine and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Quantum Fiber, your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story, Bluffdale police confirmed a person is dead after an officer shot them. We are gathering details. KSL News Time is 1236. A Utah lawmaker wants to create a new rule. Either you're potty trained or you can't enroll in kindergarten. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
Payson Representative Douglas Welton, who's taught in Utah's public school system, says this is in response to the growing number of kids entering kindergarten who aren't potty trained. He tells the Salt Lake Tribune the problem not only creates a health risk for kids, but it also puts potential liability on teachers if they help a child who's had an accident in class. Now, the bill does make exceptions for kids with conditions or disabilities listed in their individualized education plan. If passed, the law would go into effect on May 1st. Based on that date, it could potentially have an impact on kids before this school year is over. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
As for other bathroom legislation on Capitol Hill, a Utah House bill regulating public bathrooms is being amended. Democrats and Republicans like Senator Stuart Adams say they want to prosecute people who use a bathroom outside of its intended purpose.
It's not the North Carolina bill. So, I mean, if it, we need to talk about the bill that's in front of Utah, and the bill in front of Utah clearly states that a bathroom can be used for its intended purpose, no matter what your sex.
The bill bars people from using a bathroom that doesn't correspond to their sex on their birth certificate. A new state bill would punish contractors who impose a gag clause on customers who leave a negative review. KSL-TV's Debbie Worthen has more.
Tony Capone was the one that we talked to months ago, and he said that was a huge concern.
This clause essentially said if you said anything negative about the builder, the damages would be liquidated damages and voiding of the home warranty.
The bill unanimously passed the House committee yesterday. It will become law on May 1st. Utah is getting two new public charter schools. The Utah State Charter School Board says Thrive Point Academy of Utah and Virtual Horizons Charter School will be launching new programs. One of them will have an in-person location. The schools will open in the fall of 2025. KSL News Time, 12:39. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
Crash-free, delay-free on your Valley freeways. We have a crash in Tooele County at Highway 36 Main Street at Erta Way. It's northbound on the right. And then we also have the lane closure still in effect, exiting from I-80 at State Street in Davis County. Crews remain on the scene over to the right, northbound Highway 89 at Park Lane in Farmington with the accident there. Shop, support, and buy local during Park City Gallery Association's Gallery Stroll, the last Friday of each month. New art for the new year. Dine and support local. Visit ParkCityGalleryAssociation.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Following some early morning light rain showers, we'll go 45 this afternoon with mostly cloudy skies. Overnight dipping off to 32, clouds thickening up, and rain snow showers moving into the Wasatch Front. For tomorrow, we could see some rain snow showers for your morning commute, 41 the high, and yes, lingering showers into the afternoon. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, it is sunny and 45 degrees. And coming up on Utah's Noon News, teenagers are using TikTok to self-diagnose mental health systems. We'll hear what the experts, or symptoms, we'll hear what the experts have to say. Coming up, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Believe it or not, most small businesses don't have a 401k. If you don't have a 401k, you are missing out on the greatest wealth creation tool ever created. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and many 401ks are overpriced for the employer, have expensive and underperforming investment options, and have tedious administrative provisions. Not at Trajan Wealth. We can set up a 401k for a company for only $9 per employee, a $29 per plan fee, plus a small advisory fee, not thousands or even the tens of thousands you've been quoted, and do it all in less time than it takes to sit in traffic. 401ks will help you attract and retain top talent, and we can do it all for a couple $100. If you're an employee and don't have a 401k, tell your boss, call Trajan Wealth today. Call 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600.
Services offered through a third-party partner.
When words come out of our mouths and everything sounds fine, no one bats an eye. But if things come out a little jumbled or letters sound different than most, there's speech therapy. But did you know that speech therapy is used for more than just stuttering or disfluency? From articulation to expressive and receptive language to a simple act of swallowing that most of us take for granted, speech therapy can do amazing things for you, your health, and of course your sense of self. That's why Summit Speech Therapy is here. Summit Speech Therapy works with people of all ages, from infants and toddlers who have a difficult time feeding or eating, TBI, stroke, or coma patients, to children and adults with speech problems. So much of it is all related, and Summit Speech Therapy can help. Summit works with all insurance companies as well as private pay options, and the experience can be life-changing. With clinics up and down the Wasatch Front, including Murray, with no long waiting for an appointment. For more, visit SummitSLP.com. That's SummitSLP.com.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News. We're committed to letting you know exactly what's going on. On our show, we're going to bring you up to speed on what's happening in the world to this moment. At the same time, the news can be really burdensome. It can leave you feeling a little bit depressed and even a little bit more depressed. My Minute of News is just a moment to lift you up. I'm blessed that KSL has given me the freedom to talk about whatever I want. Literally, it is my minute of news. Sometimes it's pegged to what's happening that very day. Sometimes it might be something bizarre that you didn't know happening somewhere else in the world. To make you smile for a moment, even on a difficult day, and make you realize the world is still spinning. I am so honored that so many people have appreciated and enjoy the minute of news every afternoon.
Ride home with Jeff Kaplan, weekdays 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control, and priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
lawmakers are unanimously on board with a bill to allow some small agricultural water districts the option to not meter their water. I'm KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson.
Second, police in Bluffdale confirm a person is dead after an officer shot them. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
We do have an accident on the right in Tooele County. This is on SR 36 Main Street at Erta Way. All vehicles are out of traffic on the right shoulder. Valley Freeway traffic rolling along and still in really good shape. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly cloudy skies this afternoon, then a storm tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
Partly cloudy, 45 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national story.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Hampshire primary. I'm Sherry Preston. Another win for Donald Trump and more calls for the only opponent left in the GOP race, Nikki Haley, to drop out. ABC's Melissa Adan is in Manchester with more on what's shaping up to be a 2020 rematch in November.
Trump striking a vengeful tone.
Who the hell was the imposter that went up on the stage before and, like, claimed a victory? She did very poorly, actually.
Earlier, Haley congratulated Trump, but insisted she's staying in the race.
New Hampshire is first in the nation. It is not the last in the nation.
Haley's finish was stronger than recent polls suggested, winning a majority among independents and college graduates. Her campaign claiming that's why Haley would be stronger than Trump against Biden.
As for Biden, his team is proceeding as if he will be the Republican nominee, Donald Trump, that is, the president urging independents to vote with the Democrats. This is ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Teenagers are using TikTok to self-diagnose mental health disorders, and it's causing concerns among professionals. Joining me live is Amanda McNabb, training manager for the Huntsman Mental Health Institute Community Crisis Intervention and Support Services. Thanks so much for being with me today.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, describe what you're seeing. How big a problem is this?
You know, we are seeing quite a few individuals, not necessarily in the professional world, but on social media or out in the community, who are saying that I fit these symptoms. And especially within our young adults, it's something that we are seeing quite a bit.
So what is the risk of them doing that?
Unfortunately, self-diagnosis isn't always correct. And so we have individuals who may not be getting the appropriate treatment for the symptoms that they are experiencing because they believe that they are diagnosed with something completely different than what's actually happening for them.
So how do you hope parents will talk to their kids about this? What should they be saying to them?
I think the biggest thing that parents can do is say, what are you concerned about? What are the things that you're seeing? So that we can actually get a professional, get somebody who could give us that different perspective and opinion and get the help that you really are looking for in that moment.
So how are you hoping, we know they're on social media, how are you hoping that they use this in a positive way to actually find help?
You know, as human beings, we really want connection and being able to go on social media and find people who may be experiencing symptoms or maybe experiencing similar stressors in their lives is a really positive thing. And it could also point them in a direction of what may have been helpful for one person or be able to say, okay, this is a direction that I need to go in order to talk to my parents or talk to a friend about what I'm experiencing. It really is a sense of community to know that you're not alone.
So if a parent's listening right now, they're concerned about their child, what is the best way for them to get help?
Honestly, being able to talk to a provider, somebody like a primary care physician, talking with other parents or individuals that may have experienced similar things, or calling someplace like 988 and the crisis hotline to say, here are my concerns, point me in a direction. Because that's what we're really here for, is helping parents know what direction is the best place to start.
Amanda, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much for being with me.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is Amanda McNabb. She's the training manager for Huntsman Mental Health Institute's Community Crisis Intervention and Support Services. KSL Newstime, 1249. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's happening, Ricky?
Freeway traffic still in really good shape. We still have our two accidents. One in Tooele County. This is on SR 36 Main Street at Erta Way, out of traffic on the shoulder. Our other is in Davis County. This is Highway 89 at Park Lane by the ramp. It's also out of traffic on the shoulder. Mortgage rates have fallen. Lower your payment. Find out more at loansbyrick.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 287106. That's loansbyrick.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast starts out with a couple of hiccups, then it's rather dry. Today is mostly cloudy by afternoon, 45 degrees. 41 with rain, snow, showers on Thursday. 40 partly cloudy skies on Friday. Saturday is mostly cloudy, 43. We keep the dry conditions with mild temperatures into Sunday, partly cloudy, 45. We lock it in at 47 both Monday and Tuesday, with partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Enjoying nice sunshine, 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Checking the markets, the Dow's back in the green, so I'm seeing mainly green numbers for the markets. We'll check your money news coming up next.
The monster is coming, and it wants you and your family.
And that's great news, really, because it's time for the Bear Lake Monster Winterfest, January 26th through the 28th. Winterfest is all about an incredible celebration of winter and all the fun it brings. So start Friday with Monster Winter Sports and Trails Day, a free event featuring fat tire bikes, snowshoes, snowmobiles, and tubes for the kids. Also a taste of Bear Lake, with local restaurants dishing up their tasty specialties. Then Saturday, it's the Monster 5K Walk and Run, a Monster Cisco Disco Tournament, chili cook-off, even a cardboard boat regatta, followed by the famous Monster Plunge. Come on, Bear Lake awaits. Visit BearLakeMonsterWinterfest.com for pre-registration times and locations. That's BearLakeMonsterWinterfest.com. Presented by Bear Lake Visitors Bureau and Bear Lake Chamber.
Transform your old, outdated kitchen with Half Price Granite. For a limited time, Half Price Granite is offering special pricing starting at $25 per square foot installed.
That's lower than most big box stores.
These prices are some of the lowest around. Granite, quartz, marble, and quartzite, all starting at $25 per square foot installed. Call 801-486-1700 or visit halfpricegranite.com. Half Price Granite, affordable luxury.
Hey, folks, it's Doug and Kathy with Window World.
Doug, can you believe it's been 20 years?
What's been 20 years?
Well, since we opened our first Window World store.
That is amazing. Our motto today is the same. Quality products, professionally installed, backed up by our awesome warranty.
And our team shares those very same values.
Come see us today. We have stores in Murray and Spanish Fork for your convenience.
Experience the Window World difference. Call 801-281-8111 or visit windowworldutah.com.
And we promise no baloney.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 12:54. The Iowa caucuses and New Hampshire primary are both over, but votes are still being counted in Chicago's Name the Snowplow contest.
Chicagoans are no strangers to that sound, but it's nice when you know the name of your snowplow, isn't it? City of Chicago asking people to help name six plows, one in each of the city's six snow districts. Among the finalists, those poking fun of the city and its most famous people, including Snowbro Winfrey, Micycle Jordan, Buddy Geisicle, Chance the Scraper, and even though she's not a Chicagoan, Taylor Drift.
That is ABC Sherry Preston reporting. KSL News Time, 12:55. Watching Utah's Money, data shows child labor law violations have been on the rise for the past 10 years. And it's mostly in the fast food industry. More than three quarters of the violations within the first 9 months of 2023 were overscheduled, in unsafe conditions, or asked to stay too late. Oreo is adding another new flavor. It's called Space Dunk and has blue and pink marshmallow filling with popping candies. And the cookie company is also offering a sweepstake to win a six-hour trip to the edge of space. ARUP Blood Services wants to show the love this Valentine's Day. To address the blood shortage, they're doubling the incentives. Donors will get a $10 Amazon gift card for donating blood and $20 for donating platelets. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is up by 12 points. It's sitting at 37,913. The S&P up by 18. The NASDAQ up by 107 points. Honda is trying to fix a problem with one of their sport utility vehicles.
Certain 2023 Honda HR-Vs could have a manufacturing defect that causes the defroster to shatter the rear window. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration fielding hundreds of complaints about the compact crossover. No recall is planned, but the automaker tells Consumer Reports that it's setting up a voluntary product update campaign to fix the issue.
ABC's Mike Dubusky says Honda owners who experience the issue should call their dealer.